some of the stuff we've been talking about does not need to see the light of day.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, things like the fact that Paul is really a woman, nobody needs to know that.
I can identify I was listening to Laura
Ingram.
No. The gal, Kelly, what's her name? Used to be on Fox News. Megyn Kelly.
There you go.
They're talking on air about what a problem this transgender identity is for women's sports.
Well, of course, they
can't find the solution because they want to treat the men fairly and the women fairly.
Yeah.
And you've got to treat the transgenders fairly. Bullcrap. There's no such thing as transgender.
Course.
There's male and female.
Yeah.
So if we just get back to normal.
So they're really amazed that men are beating up women in the boxing ring.
Exactly. Yeah. And in swimming, everything else.
Yeah, see, I have found that women are a lot better at childbirth than men are. And I found that men...
It's chest feeding now. You know that, don't you? It's no longer
breastfeeding. Yeah, and it's humans.
Yes.
It's human.
Chest feeding humans.
Yeah. Humans. Yeah, it's human feeding.
It'd be a cold day in hell when I'm chest feeding. Anyway. Are we ready? Is this part of our program? Good evening, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of Riding the Storm. Okay. So let's just get into the Great Reset.
Let's do it.
We've been talking about this for all year.
Yes, we have. Get close to your mic.
Okay. You and I have been talking about it. So are we need an official start?
We're going right now.
So we have started.
Yeah.
For the love of Pete. This is a nightmare. Okay.
Well, it always has been a nightmare, Paul. It's you and me.
We're the last to know.
That's exactly right.
Well, you know, I think it's wonderful that, you know, information. Information is power, and most people have been powerless over the last year and a half because the other side, the liberal media, has been controlled and suppressing important facts about what's going on. Now, you and I have been talking about the Great Reset for a year plus.
Yep.
Basically, going back two years. When we saw what was going on back as early as late April, May of 2020, you and I talked, and we both came to the same conclusion. This is a coup. This is a coup that's being poured out on the United States of America. And if we had seen what was going on here take place in any third world country, we would just shake our heads and say, that's too bad.
Another coup in Nigeria.
Another one's fallen.
Exactly.
Now, the United States is the heavyweight champs, so it's hard to bring us down.
Yep.
So we aren't down yet, but we've been staggered. Nevertheless, everything that we've seen gone on over the last 2 years has been planned.
Yeah.
It's been controlled. Remedies for this new virus, which was man-made and created in Wuhan, without doubt. Remedies that were effective and cheap, like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, have been suppressed. They sent older folks back into nursing facilities and senior care facilities in some of the liberal states.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Trying to exaggerate the numbers and promote the spread of this and create as big a catastrophe as they could create. The things that they did, managing to choose which business is essential and which isn't.
Yeah, and by the way, who gave anybody the authority to determine who is and isn't essential?
They had none.
Yeah, see, I figure the guy running a hot dog stand, if that's the way he makes his living, he would consider that essential.
Mm-hmm. If your job is waxing floors, but that's how you pay the bills to feed your family, it is essential that you feed your family.
Oh, exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the whole idea over the last couple of years, when you can go into Lowe's or go into Walmart or shop Amazon, but you can't go into the local independent grocer or the local independent
shop.
Well,
because this was a very discriminating virus.
Yes.
It would only go to the mom and pop stores. It doesn't like moms and pops.
It's amazing how we're just following the science, though, Dan.
No, of course. Well, I think, Paul, it has become clearly obvious. And now, oddly enough, even Fauci and guys like him are starting to slowly admit. I mean, he just admits this week that they're overcounting cases of COVID with children and that they're overdoing the whole thing. I think if time can continue and we don't collapse, the truth is going to ultimately surface. And it's what we already know. We have been lied to from day one. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I think was not a lie is that there was a new strain of coronavirus called COVID-19. That's probably the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where it was designed and why,
it wasn't natural, it was created.
No, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Now, the why is somewhat of a dilemma. You know, one of the things that I think they know is they need to thin out the roles of people drawing Social Security.
Right.
And all, because they've created a monster in that. Because every time government gets involved in a giveaway program, it becomes a disaster. So, you know, you have to scratch your head and say, okay, so they've created the virus. So what was the reason? Was it biological warfare? I say, I don't think it was. I think it was this great reset thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Probably to thin the herd. Notice that the most vulnerable crowd are those that are 70 and older.
Or with comorbidities or both.
Yeah, and they're a burden anyway to society medically because we've got Obamacare.
Yep,
so we've got government health care.
Right.
So you got to get rid of these people. Plus, it seems to be a total takeover of free speech. Because notice how there's no dissent allowed even by the doctor that pioneered mRNA. He can't even speak.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. And, you know, for the first, well, maybe not the first time in American history, but the first time in my life, there's no dissent allowed. And we both know that we need to have dissent to eventually get to the truth.
Right.
I mean, for instance, those who've questioned Christianity have caused true believers to dig and find the proof and the validity, not blind faith, your book that you wrote.
We welcome the debate.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But it's caused Christians to do a lot of research and digging to actually find the facts. So we've always believed that dissent actually helps in the pursuit of truth. Even if we don't agree with the people who have the other opinion, it causes us to fortify our argument. Now we live in a time dissent is not allowed. People are kicked off of Twitter.
Mm-hmm. As you said, one of the men that was co-founders or that discovered and established this mRNA technology was kicked off Twitter last week.
Yeah, for a lifetime.
For a lifetime because Twitter said that his facts weren't straight. Isn't it wonderful that the fact checkers at Twitter could take issue with the guy that invented the whole process and say he doesn't know what he's talking about?
Yeah, some Marxist sitting in his basement in his underwear knows more about all this than the guy that helped to actually invent mRNA treatment.
You
Come
know,
on.
You know, when this whole thing started, you and I weren't sure what was going on. Of course, you know, we were doing a ministry down in Florida as well as, you know, our church was working in Florida.
Yeah.
Everything shut down. There was rumors that the National Guard was going to be sent out and they were going to shut down borders.
Well, because everybody thought it was biological warfare that got loose.
Exactly. They stopped the Masters. They stopped, the NBA, NCAA
shut
tournament.
Everything down,
So Cindy and I loaded up a car and came back and we, like everybody else, went to live stream for a few weeks.
Yeah.
But you and I talked early and we recognized that some of this stuff just didn't make sense.
It did not at the beginning. It didn't
make sense. The numbers didn't add up. So we went ahead and reopened our church. And we told our folks, hey, come if you feel like coming. If you want to stay home, we'll still be live streaming. If you want to wear a mask to church, although heretofore we always knew that masks don't stop viruses, so we've never worn them during cold and flu season.
Never stop.
Feel free
viruses.
To wear 10 if you'd like. If you want a social distance, I don't know why you come
to
church.
I know some people would wear 50, but go ahead.
Full face cover. Yeah,
exactly.
But we opened our doors as usual. Before long, we brought donuts and coffee back, and it was normal Sunday mornings. Then we had meals back on Wednesday nights. Of course, we have been blessed because our numbers have grown. We've been addressing this issue and others from a biblical perspective from the get-go, and we've got a lot of people that are tired of sitting in dead churches with cowardly pastors.
Had enough.
And they have come over and joined us. Now, in spite of the fact that we have run incredibly large numbers to where we're having to add services, we told our folks early on, use good judgment, talk to your doctors, keep your immune systems up. The best defense that any of us have against any virus is to keep what God gave us as strong as possible. Take vitamin C, take elderberry. We knew vitamin D was good for this early on. Take zinc and all this stuff.
Can I interrupt that?
Yeah, remember,
at that time, the medical experts were not saying any of that. They're saying now.
But well, some of them are saying that. Yeah,
right. But what I'm saying is that was all being squelched at that time, suppressed, as if they really wanted people to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only conclusion you can make at this point.
Yeah, you know, you and I have talked about this often. There is documentation showing Bill Gates, who's supposed to be the savior of the world. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus is the savior of the world.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, in my opinion, will have a cell somewhere on the same block of Hitler and Stalin.
Well, he's a
and
pervert.
Nero.
He's
and,
on the yeah, flight. Yeah,
of Epstein's list. Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Gates, along with many others in this Davos World Economic Billionaire Club, believe that the earth has a temperature and man is the cause of the fever. And if we don't reduce the population, we are going to evolve into some sort of climate catastrophe, another ice age or global warming or something. It changes month to month.
Sure it does.
So there has been a stated goal that the ideal population for a sustainable earth is less than a billion people, somewhere around 500, 800 million people.
Yeah,
that's easy to find. Check it out, folks. Of course, if you're trying Google or something, that's all been suppressed as well. But it's not hard to find out there. How can you have a billionaire and a billionaire's club that supposedly believes we are overpopulated by 7 billion?
Yeah, major overpopulation.
At the same time, wants to provide vaccines and mandate them globally so that we can all live longer and have a better quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, you can have one passion or the other. You can just say, hey, we need to reduce the population by 7 million, or
we need
I'm
to
really
save
passionate
everybody.
About saving everybody. Yeah. But the same person can't do both.
No.
That's one of the things that caused me to question this early on.
Yeah.
And then, like Dr. Simone Gold. You know, she is a well-respected doctor, as Dr. McCullough, Dr. Mercola, many of these that are
Dr. Gottlieb, who used to head up the FDA.
Yep. She was a graduate of Chicago School of Medicine, a Stanford Law, brilliant lady. Yeah. And she was actually on the government no-fly list, considered that kind of a threat to the United States.
Because she's a domestic terrorist.
Because she had the audacity to suggest hydroxychloroquine was an effective treatment for COVID-19.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't make any sense at all. Why should Dr. Gold, in fact, we were at a meeting a couple of months ago, and she had been harassed. She had gone through airport security, was actually standing in line preparing to board the flight when security came and dragged her out of line again to do another search
on
this
critical.
Person with a perfect record, no
course.
Criminal record.
Yeah.
And they just harassed her. She wound up missing her flight. So, you know, I don't know about you. I've sworn, you know, of course, I've learned from you. You don't like to fly anyway.
I don't even fly.
Cindy
I don't even
and I are
those
now driving that, everywhere ourselves after experiences.
But see, think about this. Okay, so let's just assume for a moment that Dr. Gold was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say for a moment that hydroxychloroquine really didn't work all that well, wasn't all
didn't
that effective.
Okay.
Why suppress her? Why persecute
doesn't
her?
Doesn't hurt
the,
anybody.
No.
Yeah.
And plus, over the years, we have found that science actually changes.
Every
what
now
we
then.
Used to think was true ended up not being true. And what we thought was not true ended up being true.
You mean the earth's not really flat?
Yeah, so think about the days of Galileo where he had to actually get permission from the church, who was in charge of government, to actually publish his theory that the earth revolved around the sun rather than sun revolving around the earth. That is exactly where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
We are suppressing information, which I think has been a part of the game plan all
Absolutely.
Along. We're suppressing information. Now, we don't have to agree with everybody, but isn't that what the First Amendment was fought over so that we could have the right of expression, freedom of expression, even if we reserve the right to be wrong?
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Truth, and you talked about it with apologetics a while ago, Christian apologetics. Truth doesn't mind the debate. Because
it
truth
welcomes it.
Will win the, exactly,
yes.
will win the debate. So true science shouldn't be afraid of being challenged.
No, because whatever's true, that's what we want to know. See, I want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Even if the truth is painful, which it sometimes is.
Mm-hmm.
You found out a little over 3 years ago, or right at 3 years ago, that you had cancer.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that better than them lying to you and saying, oh, Paul, all you've got is tonsillitis.
Good.
You're
the,
good. You'll be fine. Well, you'd be dead now.
Yeah.
So even though that was an inconvenient truth at the time, it caused you to seek the proper treatment, which wasn't any fun either.
Mm-mm.
But you're alive today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even if the truth is uncomfortable and inconvenient, we all want it.
We want a vigorous dialogue and debate.
Of course we do.
You know, that's really one of the things that launched Simone Gold to fame. Now that you mentioned it. You know, a group of doctors, they call themselves now America's Frontline Doctors, gathered in Washington, D.C., because they were sharing their secrets and their experiences with how they were at the time treating this new virus that back in May and June of 2019, people were puzzled over, you know, what was behind this, what was going on, or what was it, 2020, 2019? I don't know what it's been. The last 2 years have kind of blurred together. But they met in Washington, D.C., and they were having a medical debate and dialogue, sharing secrets. Then, as doctors do, they came out and did a press conference in front of the Supreme Court. And they shared with the world what their conclusions were. And again, they revolved around such things as taking vitamin D, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and they were shut down, shouted down. Most of them have lost their jobs. Now, somebody please give me an explanation for why a doctor who is practicing medicine should lose their job for the actual practice of medicine.
Sure. Even if it turns out that their treatments, their therapeutics aren't as effective as someone else's later on, they weren't trying to do anything wrong.
Right.
They were attempting to practice medicine.
And one of the things that you and I learned firsthand, you remember several months ago on a Wednesday night, we had a doctor that we know had come to us and had a meeting, a private meeting.
Yeah.
And he was amazed that for the first time in his history, he had a hospital administrator come into his office and tell him specifically to no longer prescribe ivermectin to patients that were suffering COVID-19. Now, let me ask you, when is the last time? Your son's a doctor. You've got a daughter that's a nurse.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of a pencil pusher, the accountant from the hospital, coming down to tell the doctor's medical advice? Ever?
No, this is the first time. And we need to set the record straight here in case probably people know by now. But you know, in 2015, a physician won the Nobel Prize for Medicine for actually discovering that there's a way to use ivermectin on humans that works wonderfully. Because see, when you say ivermectin today, the left says, horse medicine, you know. No, a man won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in developing a form of ivermectin that is incredibly safe and effective for humans. So this has been a human treatment for a number of years now. It's not just going down to Tractor Supply and getting horse medicine.
We've got ivermectin that's been prescribed through a pharmacy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this is the real deal. This is not quackery.
And we found that there are a lot of diseases that are either caused or enhanced by parasites.
Of course.
Know, I have taken what's called finbenzidol to help fight my cancer.
Exactly.
It's a dog dewormer medicine.
Yeah.
You know what? When I was prescribed, when I was diagnosed as having throat cancer, I was going to go down to MD Anderson and did and took all the normal treatments that, that modern medicine would prescribe. But I also immediately began taking the finbenzidol.
Yeah.
You know what? I wasn't worried. I had nothing to lose. I was like, what's it going to do, kill me? I was already going to die.
No, exactly.
And you know what? To this day, I'm convinced, and I've got testimonies of
there's a whole blog on this. And
that have the same experience. I still take it as a preventative.
Sure.
Yeah, I haven't had it. Now, I do have a desire to chase cars and urinate
I understand. On certain politicians.
No, I meant fire hydrants, but that's better. Yeah.
Politicians is better. Yeah.
Buddy, let's pick up this conversation. I think we're on the right track.
Yeah.
But that's about all the time I think we have for today, and we'll come back.
Well, we can just start right here next time. How's that?
Pick up on our next edition of Riding the Storm Out.
Yeah, we're so glad that everybody joined us. Thank you. Join us again.